Good morning. National Barbecue Month continues, and this morning we have pro tips from a grill master. Dustin Green of Weber Grills has a couple of mistakes to avoid.
You know, a lot of times it starts with not maintaining your grill. It's dirty. You haven't cleaned up your drip pans or any of that kind of stuff. Another one is not preheating your grill properly. So if you start with cold grates, your food sticks, it doesn't look as good and probably doesn't taste as good as well.
Well, isn't this timely? Just yesterday, Dave Endett and John Williams were talking about the best ways to clean your grill.
You know, the biggest tips with cleaning the grill is one, to make sure you do a high heat burn off and give it that 10 to 15 minutes before you even touch it with your grill brush. You really want to get everything that's in there carbonized, turn it to dust so that when you take your grill brush to clean your grates, it doesn't soak into your brush. Your brush will last a lot longer. Your grill's going to be a lot cleaner.
Chicago's very own Weber has become synonymous with grilling, hasn't it? 70 years in business this year, and they're celebrating with new versions of the iconic kettle.
We have a Hollywood gray, rock and roll blue, diner green, and then a hot rod yellow.
But getting back to the right way to cook, I'm always seeing guys, and it always is guys, standing over a grill in the backyard with a lid open, admiring their work. Don't be that guy.
You know, we had a saying at Weber, it's from way back in the day, is looking ain't cooking.
Say that again.
Looking ain't cooking. If you have the lid up, your heat's just going out and it's not staying in the cook box. So you're going to char your food and get too much color on it, or almost burn it, before you're going to get that beautiful doneness and temperature that you're looking on the inside of, say, like a medium rare steak.
Thank you, Dustin. Now, if smokers are your thing, Greg Gardbo, the chef and owner at Chicago Culinary Kitchen in Palatine, does a lot of it in his two commercial pits. And he has a tip on the type of wood to use.
Traditionally in Texas style, they use post oak. We use cherry because I think it's less acrid. So in other words, if you've eaten barbecue before and then 2 days later you're still burping it up, I feel that that is one of the contributions of that oak, where cherry is a nice subtle wood and it works with all the meats.
Yeah, don't want those burps. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.